The truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us.
Anti-whiteism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them.
This is their Achilles heel. By comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to, even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
Fucking pay!
Laughing if we start starting the intro here now. Yeah. Where's my there's my name tag?
You always throw those in there, and I haven't seen them yet. And then I have a laugh.
What? Oh yeah, the slop.
Yeah,
the
you're AI like slop. AI slop. Yeah, it's fun though.
We're doing AI slop now.
It's
over. It's over, everyone. AI slop time. All right. Anyway, shout out to Barbara Spector, by the way. Appreciate you. Heil Hitler. Well, it is almost April 20th though. So
it's coming up.
Hitler's birthday, I guess.
Few days away. You go.
If I do a double Roman, I'm safe, I think. All right, anyway.
The pitch, remember?
You want to do this from the beginning again?
Okay, go.
Hello and welcome. My name is... Anyway, are we doing this? No.
I don't think we have to do it. Very Swedish sounding. I want to hear a thick Swedish accent.
Okay, well, how about... Okay, I'll up you one. How about this one?
Pretend you're the new guy and I just met you 17 years ago.
So like this?
My name is Greta Thunberg.
Yeah,
I come from Sweden.
How do you just have that?
How do you just have that ready to go?
You're like a master at that.
It's called magic, honey.
All right. Anyone can do it. It's you.
It's just magic. Okay. All right. Anyway, why don't we open up the show today with this one here? I think you'll enjoy this one. Here we go.
Even though she's disabled and retarded.
All right, everybody, that's the show for tonight. See you guys later. Take care. Bye-bye.
They're disabled and retarded. It won't stop them from twerking.
No, it won't. It's
Black power.
Even then, you know, you can weaken it to its lowest form and it will still twerk. All right, anyway.
Well, speaking of blacks, you have to make a correction for last week.
I'm so upset about this, Lana.
The psycho who killed the 7-year-old Athena Strand. You know, it turns out it was an insane white guy, not a black guy. I couldn't see the image. Like, the footage wasn't released yet. But he still deserves a firing squad, okay?
Of course he does.
Okay.
What's the difference? Like, unlike the Jeets, when they drive over white people, they're like, yay, good job. You know, it's like...
Remember, I was also, like, choking because my throat was all messed up. I was just trying to get through it. Yeah. Oh, man. But...
Mm-hmm.
There was a non, though, recently. I know you're all very surprised, who tried to kidnap a little white boy and slashed him with a knife at Walmart. Yeah, 3-year-old boy that you see there is inside Walmart. Never go to Walmart. Walmart is just the lowest of the low. You know, even in nice white areas, it's still like the bottom end, right?
But you know why they go to Walmart, right?
Why?
Because they can't afford anything else. That's why.
Oh, and they
can steal.
Because
they're pushed down. Yeah. I'm talking about the
white
family.
Oh, the white
family.
People. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They got to pay for these people. Yeah. They got to pay for... Where is she here? Are you going to freeze up on me now?
The brown lady. Yeah, so this 3-year-old kid was with his caretaker. Yep. And then this woman just approaches inside the store and tried to kidnap him. Took him outside. And then the cop showed up. And then she slashed him up. And then they shot her dead.
Good. Yes,
so
exactly.
The boy's okay. He had some surgery. Yeah, he's recovering. So that's good.
3 years old. Imagine that.
But it's not racism because in 2024 she attacked her dad with a knife too. So it's okay.
Ah, she's just mentally ill.
And she was found not guilty. By reason of insanity back then. And she probably will again.
So she should be allowed to be in a white country. That's what you're saying. Despite the fact that she's acting like this. Yep.
Mystery meat's gone wild.
Omaha. Nebraska, right?
Mm-hmm.
Family says... Boy slashed during attempted kidnapping at Walmart. Luckily expected to survive, which, of course, is not always so lucky. In many regards, these little kids are stabbed to death, or they're run over with cars, or they're thrown off of a balcony. Remember that one?
That's right.
Like, there's all these kinds of crazy stuff. But it's just, let's see, did we have the, no, okay, all right. I had a thing on the NRA there to kind of like, try to kind of connect those two.
Oh, yeah, that's coming up.
Moved around that, but
NRA for Jews
for
now.
How Jews need to be specifically protected, apparently. But these things don't count as...
teaching Jews how to shoot guns in America now and target practice and stuff.
But these things don't count as an attack, I guess, on white people.
No, of course not.
Despite the fact that we have, like, World War II number in terms of, like, the losses now.
Of black on white crime.
Yes. Not just that, any race, like the race war against white people, essentially. It's like World War II, you know, numbers now in terms of how many it is. But anyway.
No, but the real problem is that people should be driving less. That's problem.
Here's a GoFundMe, by the way, for Kyler, if you guys want to help out here.
47,000 raised.
Yeah, good. I'm glad to see it.
Well, hopefully the parents are racist or become racist after something like this.
Yeah, but if they, I mean, I'm not saying that you could still... You can still, of course, kind of end up in a situation maybe like this, depending on, you know, high trust. You left your kid in the cart or something in the aisles. I'll be right back. And all of a sudden, he's not there. What's happening? You're starting to panic, right? And then you run outside and find this scene in front of you. But I'm saying chances are if they were racist or at least had the approach to, like, never... relax and assume that everyone is always out. You don't have to be like psycho, nervous, stressed out about it, but your level of awareness at least has to be like, okay, it could happen at any point, at any time, by anybody.
That's
right?
How I treat the situation.
You have to every situation. Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. But anyway, hopefully.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of loosey goosey. There was a caretaker, so I don't know what the caretaker was doing when this woman just approaches with a knife. You know, I was like, how do you, like, what do? You know, you get the kid, you run towards it and you take it out of
commission. You take the stabbings if there are any to be delivered.
Exactly.
So that the kid don't have to. All right. What do we have here? We got, oh yeah, drive less. That's right.
Yeah, that's the real problem. We need to conserve energy and drive less.
But that's interesting.
I don't
that
even drive that much right now.
Because I thought everything's fine with the Strait of Iran.
Yeah, right.
Right now, isn't it? All right, let's drive less.
More now on what the war means for your gas prices from someone at Chevron who helps determine those prices. CBS News national correspondent Lilia Luciano traveled to Chevron's largest oil refinery on the Mississippi coast and spoke to Andy Walls, a president of the company, about what you at home can do to avoid high prices at the gas pump. Here's what he said.
People should try to drive less. They should try to conserve energy.
Is there any way to prioritize American consumers? Is there any way of lowering their prices, of helping American consumers before supplying global markets?
I don't think there's a silver bullet. We have crude here that's closer to us that we're all processing and using that's helping Americans buffer their price. If this goes on for an extended period of time, it's probably going to get tougher.
America has relied on reliable oil for a long time. How is that at risk right now?
There's countries in Asia and other parts of the world that rely heavily on Middle East crude. They can't make the products people need, and they're starting to run out. And that is a real problem.
You can see more of that interview tomorrow. Right,
shut up.
And I say, no, we should drive less because of diversity on the roads, because I saw this other Man, you're just interrupting my flow today, aren't you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say before we move on to the other one there, because I assume that's what you want to do. Why do we have to, maybe the thing we should not do is to go to war for Israel. I just wanted to add that in there again.
Well, yeah, that's kind of a... That's a major point.
Is that
right
okay?
The Jews did this? Underscore Lux spent $50.
Well, wow, Wolves, look at that.
Is eating costing too much? Just eat less.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, do you remember that? That was breakfast is overrated. You should eat less. And I mean, it's like, yes, it's actually true, right? That you shouldn't just gorge, and we can eat less, right? You can fast a little bit more of it, but that's not why they're saying this, right?
Yes.
This is not what they mean. They basically mean you should be a slave, and you should just accept that these circumstances of this war, which are, you know, on frivolous reasons for Israeli Jewish interest, you should just accept that. And the way to fix it is to drive less. Maybe you should sell your cell phone. Maybe you shouldn't. It's just a priority of how you spend the money. Anyway. Okay, Alana, go
correct.
Ahead.
Yes. So, yeah, diversity. That's a reason to drive less. You know, these semi-truck drivers from foreign countries that have illegal licenses and kill people. There was another story here of this mom, right here was killed with her one-year-old infant. I think there's even footage of it. By Modun Gumb, crashed his big rig into 9 vehicles on I-71 in Ohio, killing 3 Americans, 2 parents, and an infant, injuring many more.
And their one-year-old driving in a red truck when traffic was backed up heading towards the off-ramp on I-71 northbound at the Tanger Outlet exit. This Ohio Department of Transportation video shows traffic starts rolling again, but not before this semi-truck, who Ohio State Highway Patrol says was being driven by Modu Gnome, plows into the young family's truck, causing a 9-car chain reaction crash.
He doesn't even put on his brakes at all.
Video before that,
what was he doing,
crash.
Eating curry? Three, like, others I don't understand. Were hurt.
Modu Gnome facing vehicular homicide charges after he failed to stop his semi-truck. It is not clear why he couldn't or didn't stop. Modu is being held at the Delaware County
it's
Jail
like,
on a
is it a black man or
bond.
Is it an Indian?
Back in court, April 21st.
It's both.
A young couple and their one-year-old.
Neither and both.
Truck when traffic right. was back.
Okay, yeah. Like how does this happen? I mean, they're stopped. I mean, what's he looking? Looking at porn while he's driving or something? Like, what the heck, man? We're seeing this all the time. This is just a regular occurrence now. Yeah, so that's one reason not to drive, especially on these highways in these big cities.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Indonesia, huh? You talk about that?
Yeah, this is kind of funny. White supremacy on the rise in Indonesia. I know they do like that Nazi aesthetic, right? Isn't there some, isn't it in Korea too? There's some Asian, there's some Asian countries. It was some, yeah, no, it's not in there, but I did read it. And so basically it's a small number of teenage Indonesian boys who have been, they say, exposed to Western far-right extremist content online, particularly via Telegram, TikTok, memes, and gaming communities. They're loving white nationalist memes, and so therefore they are white supremacist, white nationalists, you know? And also, if a non doesn't like another non in their country, that's also white supremacy and white nationalism. I know, there's some funny ones.
I don't know what happened. What is happening here?
I don't know, but it's funny.
I'm whiter than you. I'm not only Aryan. You are white. You are
married. Asians can be very white. Yes, that can be very, very white.
Oh, my gosh. Can you see this? All right, it's hell of a timeline, ladies and gentlemen.
I am black. But I am gay. I am
Putin. That's right.
So all last right. year there was a teen, I guess, in Indonesia who went into a mosque and he shot a bunch of Muslims. And so they're basically trying to blame white supremacy and memes and white nationalism for this. Not the fact that, you know, Islamic terrorism is a problem.
No. Yeah, this one I remember. This is, when is that? 2021. Look at that. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. White supremacy.
So it's on the rise everywhere.
They keep trying. Point. It's going to come back, baby.
It is back. We're back. Everything
well, that's
is
good.
Back.
They just keep using it. It's just meaningless after a while.
Yeah, you know? That's true. That's true, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Well, speaking of white nationalists yes. have been saying this for decades, but this Jew came out and said it, so it's totally legit now. Stephen Miller.
Stephen
Yes, a very, very Jewish name, I know.
go ahead.
A useful way to think about migration is to consider what kind of societies the migrants have built in their home countries and to what extent you would like those conditions replicated here. I said, yes, white nationalists have been saying this for decades, but many did not want to listen. Now look, I love how these Jared Taylor talking points are just coming out, but it's like, it's okay when this Jewish guy says it, 1.5 million views.
It's, like it's okay when they, it's okay when they say it and then they normally do something about some of the cultures while they bring in hundreds of thousands of others, right?
Exactly.
And in some cases, of course, Haiti, as we'll talk about later, right? 300. Well, okay, so look, it didn't pass yet, and maybe it won't, but they'll try again. That's the point is they're trying. Like hundreds of thousands of Haitians, they're trying to get them to stay in the U.S. We'll get to that later. But as Stephen Miller here, although he can say good things, as many people can, they can say these politicians, they can say all kinds of things about anything, basically. But does that mean they're going to do anything about it? No, of course not. Just the appearance is what matters, right? All right. Anyway. So here's the story here on the Jewish NRA attempt here at making sure that they are helping to educate and train Jews, because apparently they're under more pressure now than any other group. And I think here's the actual video here. They said, amid a rise in anti-Semitic attacks across the United States, now is the time for Jewish Americans to arm themselves and be ready. Is that okay, that's interesting.
That's
now
aggressive.
Is the time for white people to arm themselves and be ready, which is actually true, right?
Yes.
NRA's partnership with, and it's this Locks and Loaded Incorporated, or LLC.
Like,
oh my gosh, really? Are we doing this?
I mean, how many Jews are really good with guns?
Well, the NRA is trying, okay?
Okay.
Give them a chance.
I mean, American Jews. Yeah, we know Israelis, but like American Jews.
They're helping expanding access to training, education, and community-based self-defense. What they mean by that, community-based, is racially, ethnic-based for Jews only self-defense. Okay. Anyway, are you as excited about this video as I am?
Get some matzo balls ready.
All right. Get your dreidels ready. We're going to spin it up here in just a moment, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, here we go. Ready? Got to build up the anticipation here for it, right?
In America today, Jewish families face unprecedented threats simply for who they are.
We assess this attack to be a Hezbollah-inspired act of terrorism.
Many never thought they'd need to defend themselves until now.
In today's world, there's a lot of anti-Semitism. Everybody needs to protect themselves.
Judaism takes any life-saving precaution very seriously. You always want to have the upper hand so that the people who protect human life, the people who value human life above all, they're the ones calling the shots.
Enter Locks and Loaded, a national Jewish advocacy group partnering with the NRA to train and arm those facing anti-Semitism and physical harm.
The Second Amendment is meant for every single American.
Whoa, what is that?
Gay.
Whoa, just rewind. I want to look at that face.
We're doing it.
Facing anti-Semitism and physical harm.
Gay.
All right.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Is that enough?
Amendment is meant for every single American citizen.
We're trained on how to safely and securely carry and handle a weapon. And it allows us to protect ourselves, our family.
It's very important that Jews learn to defend themselves, and learning to shoot is critical.
And I feel it's important for women to learn how to shoot also.
Learning to kill the anti-Semites. That's why.
Especially during.
I just put some pictures of Muslims and white people up there.
Yeah.
Because of anti-Semitism, we shouldn't have to feel like we're victims.
Through training, stories, and community, they're turning vulnerability into vigilance.
Always the victim, huh?
People who are willing to stand up for themselves.
I don't care.
We are going to take care of each other. If we offer that to the world as a whole, it'll be clear that we're not going to be victimized.
The Jewish community are not soft targets. They're not soft targets in their heart, in their mentality, and the way they live. They need to have that tactical advantage to learn how to defend themselves.
We're so appreciative of what Locks and Loaded does for the Jewish community, especially during these times when anti-Semitism is running high.
I like what they do. This is the mentality that I've probably inherited from my dad. Don't be afraid to defend yourself. Don't be afraid to do what you have to do.
Never again means being ready.
God, this is so cheesy.
Gosh.
Empower yourself today.
No!
All right. Okay.
Oh, my God. And yet they shit their pants for, white active clubs when guys are just getting fit and, want to learn some self-defense.
Well, the point, though, is they can kill, right? But you can't. You can't defend yourself. Right?
Yeah.
As we saw with the...
Even when there's some brown trying to snatch your kid at Walmart and slashing their face,
I cannot... I don't see... It's like no difference in the extension, I guess, of this to what just happened in Israel with the passing of that law that, allows them to, execute Palestinians. Now, of course, it's that, if they try to kill one of us, we can kill them, kind of thing, right? But at the same time, you'll see the legal bar for so-called terrorism to be lowered, as they as it always is with terrorism, right? And soon enough, words is terrorism, and now you can hang your adversary, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So anyway, the point is, if it was white, a narrative around whites defending themselves because it's a disproportionate racial violence and hatred aimed towards us, where now our kids are getting stabbed and thrown off of balconies and, you know, raped or whatever the hell is it's going on, we're being targeted. If we said that now is the time for white people to arm themselves and get ready, there would have been a hysterical outcry about this.
Well, we've
right?
seen in the past what's happened.
Yeah.
When guys have tried to create little self-defense clubs, right?
Yeah, of course.
You know what happens.
Yep, but in this case, I mean, they were ratioed like very, very much.
Maybe.
Or at least most of the
comments. Maybe don't start wars and push for mass immigration. Huh? Maybe that.
No, you just, there it is. Yes, we'll get to that later. That's a great story, by the way. Look at that coin clipping. okay, this is an insane graphic. Yeah, like, and they have it. The graphic is like isn't that the NBA and NHL and NFL? That it's that logo, right, with the blue and the red, but they've just did an Israeli blue instead for some reason.
Probably, yeah.
Anyway, okay. Anyway, speaking of Jews,
the Jews,
because we never talk about that.
No, of course not. We never talk about Jews in the news, do we?
In the news.
They just keep giving us content, you know? What can I say?
It's free real estate, as they say. Okay, so apparently, this is a good one. Older women are in demand by younger men. What a shift in dating. New York Times. What a shift in dating preferences of younger men reveals about our changing. It's always this. Oh, the norm is changing.
And it's probably
some new norm now.
Says
you know?
The ugly old woman. Yeah. And it's like, okay, what, a year difference? A couple year difference? Okay, that's like not a big deal. But what are they talking here? 10 years?
I mean, here's Nadja Spiegelman here in the screenshot right there. And then you have Emily Labert. Both Jews, and then they wheel in some yent other Jamison Webster. But you know what I think it's a part of too? It's not just that they want like this kind of obvious dysgenic thing, but you have to take the whole porn industry kind of into account with something like this too, where there's this hyper focus by the pornographers of like MILFs and older women. Right, it's like it's a dysgenic thing, actually.
Mm.
Oh, that's just a norm now. After pushing this for 20 years of, you know, it was like this. Either it's like underaged, or it's too old. Yeah. Like there's no like
which is
where
also,
actually fertility and normal lies. That's again, as I say, the norms. They've shifted somehow, right? I'm not even saying that I'm buying this as an argument, but I'm saying if there's any underlying reason for that, it would probably be because of porn brain slop or something. You know what I mean?
I think it's also antinatalist. It's just one of those, this is a new trend, and it's like, not going to go for it. I mean,
no.
A guy's not going to get with a woman that's, you know, 10, 15 years older if they're planning having kids and all of that.
Here's the other one.
I mean, there's
Jewish
exceptions. We know a couple fine folks in those situations, but there's exceptions. But this is not the norm.
But it's always
it's not the norm.
It's always this the desperate or desperate, but like this push that this is now somehow what this is what society is doing now.
Well, they tried
okay?
to make fat sexy too, and that didn't work. So,
I know. But okay, so leaving the potential psyop of like the whole porn industry as a potentially underlying reason, if there even is something to it, I'm highly skeptical that there actually is. But if there is, you can see that as an argument. But the other thing is kind of funny here. Oh, actually, I do have a clip of her talking. Sorry, I forgot. This is the Lieberman or whatever her name was. Let's listen to this here. Okay. I fucking hate Facebook. Like, I just unmuted it. Can you just...
I love how the first comment there, age is only a number. Well, not really. There's other things involved there.
Look at this Facebook place.
Look
at this. You can see that, right? I unmute it, and then I play it, and it starts, and it mutes it again.
Or the comments, because you say women have now...
Zuckerberg, like, what are you... Can you just even get your video interface right? Anyway, okay. You're telling me this multi-billion dollar corporation haven't figured out that, oh, when I click the play button, it somehow mutes again.
All right.
Just look at that. Again, it's happening. Like, what? I have to...
Well, I know the way you prepared for the comments, because you say women have now discovered a loophole. What's
Just allow me to be old and grumpy for a moment.
A loophole. What, more Botox and fillers?
It's a loophole,
plastic
everybody.
Plastic surgery to pretend that you're still young.
Have now discovered a loophole. What's the loophole?
Well, I know the way that I was raised and socialized. The idea was that we should always
look older.
The way she means socialized when she says it, I know what she means. It's this somehow there's just these things in society that just happened because, I don't know, men decided it to be so or something, right? Shut up.
Socialized, the idea was that we should always look older. We should always look up, find somebody that could provide for you, you know, marry a rich man. And now the switch that has happened is that we can say, like, hi, mom, I am the rich man.
Oh, God.
Wait for
so it. Basically, mm-hmm. then the young, you know, hot ass just wants you because you're rich. It's like, why not? I'll have sex with her for that.
I have another clip to connect that seamlessly.
It's like Madonna. It's like Madonna and the guy. You know, the guy's like, 30 years younger than her, some nigger that she's with.
I'm the rich man now. Look at the smirk. But why?
I have the penis now.
Because, no such thing. Because men, and specifically then white men, are actively driven out of the job market. Any type of opportunity, and it's now women's, brown people, women, brown people, women, browns, right? That's what it's turning to.
It's true. I mean, so, we know several couples where the men are qualified and very talented, but
can't find jobs.
Their wives they're make everyone. More money mm-hmm. because they just get access to those jobs.
That's right. Yep.
Say like, hi, mom, I am the rich man. Mm. And I don't need anyone to provide for me. So
I don't need no man.
Now the question is, what are you bringing to the table? Yeah, I think that young men have such an interesting response to that.
They're bringing my dick. They're bringing.
They're just cougars.
They're cougars.
Well, yeah, even that is like some stupid retard fantasy. But anyway, the point is
the plumber fantasy.
Why? What? But how did it happen? That women then went from, you know, like, it's never true, obviously, we know that, but I'm saying this is how, like, the suffragette feminist movement views it, like, somehow just victimized outsiders that were just, like, slaves, basically, to men or whatever, to now being in a situation where a woman like that, who's a journalist writing for The Cut, literally, makes more money than anyone she she's, like, trying to date, apparently, or whatever the hell's going on with that, this one, or maybe that's the other one. Anyway. That didn't just happen one day. Like, there's this whole system and a rearrangement of the system that occurred for you to be in that position. Like, that's just
men
artificially imposed reality, which wouldn't exist if we just went back to normality, right?
I have a feeling that a lot of these women are just bitter because they probably got divorced and then the man remarried someone younger and they're just bitter about it. So now they're like, oh yeah, I'm going to get a, you know, young, hot guy. If you can.
Sure. Right. I mean, it's a status thing now, and then, you know, it's rubbing it in I guess, men's faces something.
It's competition is what it is. It's competition.
Anyway, this is an interesting clip here. Listen to this here. It'll make sense. All of this.
Here's a headline for you. The stay-at-home boyfriend is now an economic trend as more women than men go to work. And the reason they found is that fewer young men, Maggie, are entering the workforce than their fathers, their parents were.
Why? Can we not? We can't even ask why?
Why? Why? Why? Why?
Is there anything? Is there a reason?
We should just
avoid that and not talk about what the obvious thing here is.
There has been a war on white men.
Oh, they're just staying. There, fewer men are entering. Okay.
Is it a trend that you are noticing personally, and what do you think about this?
Yes, well, on the internet, we call those men NEET, so they're not in education, employment, or training. I think a lot of men feel really comfortable sitting online all day long. That's a very comforting space for them. And if they're being financially supported, whether by parents or a girlfriend, God knows why that woman chose them, then of course they can continue to do.
Is this condescending? Oh my God. And
this is
fucking,
Fox News?
Yeah, this is your conservative outlet right
wow.
here. Yeah. And there's a funny comment to this, by the way. Speaking of conservatives, we'll get to that in a moment.
And she's like, oh, just Gen staying Z online influencer. All day. You're a freaking influencer. You're just online all day. What makes it more legit when you do it?
These losers, I just want to sit in front of the computer all day. Yeah, like, what? Because they're fucking closed out of everywhere. Yeah. That's why.
And then what happens when she's, like, you know, single and she can't influence anymore on her beauty channel because she's too old? And then what's she going to complain about then?
Then the hundreds of thousands that she has saved up through her DEI positions everywhere will be used to... donations to the ADL and the SPLC and the NAACP, whatever the fuck, so like all these anti-white, traditional Western society type of organizations will get flooded with donations, and there will be an entire army of just weaponized older women that will do everything they can to undermine the system and encouraging their brown teddy bears to be imported into this country as a surrogate, I guess, for kids.
Yeah, that's what's I think that's very disturbing. I would not have a stay-at-home boyfriend personally.
Here's a headline for you. The stay-at-home boyfriend is now an economic...
So since this is Fox News...
Oh, my God.
This is also... frame this from the point of view now of what conservatism is, right? Imagine it's 2070, right? And we're looking back at this time. It's time to bring back traditional masculinity when men were meant to be in the home posting. Okay, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's also what is this conservative movement about? Everything just keeps like disintegrating and changing and altering for the worse. You know. Not accidentally, this is, you know, psyops and just gay ops, you know, social engineering essentially. But anyway.
Yeah, there's no jobs. There's no jobs for Gen Z. Okay. You're dealing with mass immigration. You're dealing with an anti-white system. You're dealing with, you know, mental problems. They've been iced out. Hasn't this been coming out even in the last year? All these DEI policies where it's just been like a decade of white men who have been sabotaged, who haven't been able to work. Can we talk about that? Can there be any compassion? Then these bitches just sit here and like, oh, complain about this guy who doesn't have a job and he just sits online. It's like, yeah, well, maybe he's looking for work.
Yeah, maybe. Exactly. All right.
Because I don't think most guys feel good just sitting around doing nothing.
Well, of course not. I'm saying the reason why they're checking out of society is because society has checked out on them. Yeah. I mean, or society, but you know what I mean when I say it. They've given up on them and they're just like, we don't want you anymore. We've turned your back on you. And so then there's this big surprise. Oh, fewer of them are entering. Yeah. I wonder why. It's just a big accident, right? All right. Hey, why don't we do that? Huge dono just came in from Albert. Look at that. What a
Albert!
Man. Look at that. Holy smokes. He's a solid dono and putting everyone else
Thank
collectively
you.
To Thank shame
so
right there.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Appreciate
570.
It.
Look at that. Holy
Still
shit.
Still nothing from Entropy, so
Albert.
I really appreciate that. Happy Friday,
King
guys.
Albert. Well, I got it. Let me play a clip. Here we go. Here's King Albert slaying the demon here.
Nice.
Here's some AI slot for you. Here's the demon of deplatforming. That's King Albert.
He really looks like
I put a king crown on
I like
your
it.
Animation there too. Anyway, go ahead.
Excellent video, Lana. Really good points, and the production was awesome.
Thank you.
We're playing around with the AI, obviously, for the footage, making some paintings. Old painting. I wanted old mythological paintings, and so having them come alive is kind of cool. Looking forward to another great show today. I see where Trump is still crashing out on Alex Jones. I think he's lost his mind. Take care and have a great weekend. Yes, thank you
nice.
So much.
Thank you so much,
Appreciate
Albert.
That.
Incredible. King Albert, give him a shout out in chat, everybody. If you guys want to try to collectively match, well, there's a couple of ways. Of course, you can join in if you're so inclined. Donorbox.org/redicetips. We appreciate any support. And anyone who wants to donate and appreciate what we do, you can use ko-fi.com/redicetips as well. If you prefer that, you can also do powerchat.live/redice. And PowerChat and Rumble Rants, anything over 5 reads out on the screen as well. Rumble Rants works, and then we have a coin tree as well.
Thank you. Check out the last video I did too. You know, I've been writing scripts for 10 years, and I do like a variety. I like to cover different things, and these, tackle some of these topics maybe from different points of view or a different side of me that comes out. And Nothing inspires me more, though, than the intersection of myth and spirituality and race. I just really enjoy writing about that and just kind of letting that side come out. So I'll let more of those come out here and there, little passion pieces, as I call it. It's not really the kind of viral content with a girl who just says nigger and then it's like, ah, a million people. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's who are we appealing to and why are we doing this and who are we speaking to, right? Mm-hmm. And I think it's a minority of people at the end of the day who are going to make a difference and make things count and set the trends right in the new direction and be the spearhead, as it always is. Right? It's not always about appealing to the masses.
Well, no, of course not. But it's also this idea that this can't be appealing to mass. Well, I mean, obviously not masses, but like
it should
white,
be.
White people at least.
Oh my gosh, right? Mythology, yeah. Spirituality, incorporating our race and our destiny as a people, unified as a folk, and I mean, it's powerful stuff. You know, I love it. I love it. So I've written several scripts, and so I'll be pumping those out. I'm going to do like the shorter version and then the extended version for members. That's how I'm going to do this series. So,
want to watch a minute of it?
Sure. Yeah, you can
watch a minute. Do a little preview.
See our framing the question of race mixing through the lens of ancient myth offers important truths where themes of invasion, defense, cultural decay, and renewal reflect struggles over blood, soil, and survival. These myths weren't just stories, they are encoded ancestral warnings about preserving one's people amid chaos. Invasion was both peril and the catalyst. It emphasized life cycles of birth, death, and rebirth, of loss and resistance, and enduring trials that build legacy even if the old world burns. Our old world is burning. We're seeing massive demographic shifts and cultural erosion by external forces in white nations. It is an existential threat to our heritage and core identity. White people have been the carriers of the Promethean spark, the divine essence of knowledge, consciousness, and creative will bestowed upon humanity, enabling civilization, innovation, discovery, and enlightenment. We are self-aware creators. We literally brought the light. This is at the core of our identity. Outsiders want to be near our light. Whites are the four.
Nice
insects there, Henry.
You like the bugs? All right, but it's a little,
no
little trailer
bees.
There for
is
you.
Is that bees?
Yeah, we spent a little time on that one, so you know.
I love
hopefully you guys
old...
enjoy it.
Yeah.
Get a membership at redassmembers.com. That's some of the good stuff that you get access to. We'll probably liberate this from the paywall after some point too, but
the
it's premiering
awesome.
For members right now. Yeah. So anyway, so yeah no, it's a great one. Takes a while to pull it all together, but whatever. Thank you for allowing us to do it, you know, for your incredible support and all the members out there, anyone who donates to the show and stuff, because it helps us to, you know, really focus and do in-depth short videos like that. You know what I mean? And you're great at writing them. I genuinely enjoy producing them and pulling it all together and everything like that too. So, thank you guys. We appreciate it.
I love writing. It's one of my favorite things. Just give me a laptop and put me somewhere and just let me be creative. That's my favorite thing.
It's the way to do it sometimes. Yeah. That's right. Okay. What else do we got here? We got some other stories. Should we talk about the war?
Yeah, war again. War on again. Off again. On again. Where are we at now?
This war. It's hard to, I said that a while ago. Like, the point of this is just to keep people
is
confused.
Is the war still going?
The point is to keep people confused and... Are we doing it? Yes, we're it's on. No, it's off again. And then you can, you know, make money on the stock market and insider trade. Well, those who are getting announcement, inside details about what the White House is planning to do, and they can make millions of dollars on it. Iran has just announced that the Strait of Iran, Strait of Trump, is fully open and ready for full passage. Thank you. I was looking through his Truth Social, and it's a roller coaster of all kinds of things regarding we're doing this, we're opening, we're going to smash everyone. And it's like, oh, we're working with the Pakistanis again now. Everything is good. And that's fake news. And we're doing great. We're the hottest market right now is America. You know, the U.S. is the hottest country in the world right now. Okay.
No, it's not.
That's why you have to drive less.
While you're coughing, Mrs. Joseph,
well,
good point, says, I don't thank you so much for that on DonorBox. I don't think there's really much of a trend going on. Most of the young men I know are working, plan on getting married and having kids.
Good.
We have to be careful with stats now because we're only half the population. Good point. Non-whites don't like to work very much. Yeah, they could be getting with a bunch of nons. You're right. And they're the majority of the younger generation. So, yeah, fewer young men are working. But is it really fewer younger white men working? Same thing for IQ going down. Is IQ for young white people going down or fewer of the young people white?
It's more non-whites being polled.
That's
more
right.
Third worlders being doing IQ tests or whatever, or test scores in schools were going down. In fact, I had one headline. It was like a hilarious, like, it's a perfect time to bring it in. Where is it here? Euronews. Again, this is on 2017, but think about it like this. The IQ of Europeans is dropping due to technology, says
doesn't
research.
Work that
and
way.
It's like, oh, we're calling the invaders technology now. Okay, fine. I mean, look, I get that there's something to like screen time and too much of that, you know, but at the same time,
it's not just one reason.
There's tons of other reasons for it, you know what I mean?
Well, we need eugenics, and I just wrote that script, so I'm gonna be pushing eugenics hard here from four different angles.
That's right. Hey, Ronald B, just a shout out to as well. You sent it Red Ice live tip after I think the last stream I did. I think he came in after I was done with the show. So anyway, he just said wonderful show, sent it on April 14th. I just want to give Ronald B a shout out for that. Thank you, appreciate it, sir. Very kind of you. Okay. Anyway, back on track here. Then the war, huh? Is that what we're talking about? U.S. statement on Lebanon ceasefire leaves major loophole that Israel may exploit to continue attacks. Really now,
they're
you don't say?
Exploiting a hole, huh? Yeah, of course.
Hours after the ceasefire was supposed to go into effect, antiwar.com writes here, the Lebanese army reported Israeli violations. This is from, I guess, yesterday then, but it was like this. Now the Pakistanis are hauling them back onto the negotiating table. And basically some of the things I've heard is like, oh, basically by Wednesday, this is supposed to be not in effect, the ceasefire anymore. So assume the bombing, if it doesn't happen like while we're doing the show or like slightly after. definitely by Monday, we will probably see bombs fly again. So the plan here was the buildup of forces basically in the region, and that's why they're doing this kind of flip-flopping back and forth and no one really knows what's going on, but that's becoming kind of old now too. It doesn't really work that way, so everyone is anticipating that this will, you know, because Israel wants Iran nuked. They want them they want them bombed, they want them gone. This is an ethnic cleansing of the Persians because it's an old religious war to them. So anyway, in southern Lebanon, here's Israel destroying I believe this is a school, by the way, because they're just bombing indiscriminately now in parts of southern Lebanon, and they're bombing entire towns and villages, everything, the whole infrastructure.
It's incredible.
It's being just totally cleansed in front of the world, and no one, I mean, people are saying stuff.
But nothing's happening. No action is being taken against them.
No, definitely not. Anyway, remind me.
Because they have no power at all, see?
Remind me of this one. It's kind of funny. Did you ever see any of the Lego videos that Iran hired a company to do? It's another Iranian company. What were they called again? Power. What was it again? As the meme war between the U.S. and Iran continues via AI slopaganda. Oh, so they're picking up like this.
Oh,
France 24,
gosh.
Even BBC News, I think, used that language too, by the way. So it's like the press releases, the real propaganda outlets have come out and calling it, you know, slopaganda now. It's like, really?
I can't use that word anymore.
There is slopaganda, coined in academic paper last year as a play on AI slop, is too weak a term to capture how powerful this highly sophisticated content is, says a leading propaganda expert, Dr. And here we go again, Emma Bryant. Dr. Emma Bryant. Let me just see. What are we looking at? I mean, they were entertaining. And I mean, yeah, because it's, look, the most successful propaganda is the simplest one, and the reason why it works is because it speaks to the truth of the matter. Do you see what I'm saying?
Works because it's true.
Exactly, and that's why it's so funny, you know, kind of thing. I guess we can look at a couple of these.
Yeah,
they did some. They're not going to show you the whole thing. They're genuinely like worried about this. You know what I mean, they genuinely like this is YouTube. So YouTube banned their channel. I was just trying to find what they were called here. Explosive Media. That's the name. There you go. Iran linked group named Explosive Media has been pumping out viral I guess I should have downloaded some of them then, to be honest, but I'm sure you guys have seen some of them. Video ridiculously the U.S. war effort in Iran, ridiculing the U.S. war effort in Iran and trolling President Trump. Many of these videos depict Trump as childish
wow,
and fickle.
They're defending Trump now? It's amazing. You know?
Yeah.
They're protecting him. YouTube is like, oh my gosh, this is deceptive and spam.
And this is France 24. After every tiffy with Macron and stuff, they're like, you know, anyway, it's amazing. They're accusing these videos of tying the fact that the war is like a distraction from the ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Of course, there's much more to it than that. But yeah, that's kind of a funny thing to tie into this, right? They have gained an audience of hundreds of millions. Recently, after a Lego-style video claimed Iran won last week, YouTube banned Explosive Media's channel, suspending it for violent content and violating its spam, deceptive practices, and scam policies. Like, really? It's literally, like, meant to be, like, making fun and light of the whole situation. Anyway, I bet you they don't include any... This clip don't include any of it, do they? Here's the... Oh, there's the fact checkers here, right? Oh, gosh.
Donald Trump at his own game by releasing a wave of AI-generated videos about the conflict in Iran, which
So they're countering that with the same Lego. Oh my gosh. Okay, let me see. Does this one have any? 23 seconds? Hardly.
Sir, Iranians have released a new Lego-style animation.
No! Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
23 seconds. Really? That's all you could do, BBC? Anyway, they had like an interview.
It's just weird when you think about this. Like, there's countries at war dropping bombs, and then there's like this meme war undercurrent happening.
No, but also
before
like,
the bombs drop. You know.
But if you point to the hypocrisy of the reason for the war with AI-generated Lego movies, you get banned.
Yeah.
Not if you drop the bombs or like the behind the propaganda effort to convince everyone that somehow this war is legitimate. That's not the problem. Mm-hmm. Killing civilians and bombing schools, they can have their YouTube accounts.
Exactly.
See? Do they lose their bank accounts, like or payment processors, like we did for pointing out, like, oh, this is what's happening when you have people like this in charge, right? Like, anyway. And also, you know, obviously, even if you're like you could be pro-white and anti-war, kind of like, which is our stance, right? Like, if you bomb them over there, they're going to come to our, like, to stop that, right? That gets you banned, right? That's a violation. Anyway, they're talking here with Mr. Explosive on the, look at this, the factual inaccuracies of one of his Lego-style clips.
Oh my God. Who gives a shit? No one cares. It's comedy.
But it shows you how, desperate they are. Like, this... Oof.
Actually...
Well, this Lego AI movie you did was not factually correct. Like, fucking
dark
faggot. No. Anyway, let's play a little bit of this here, then. Like,
I don't care!
It's funny.
I have a commitment to the truth. To opposing the narrative that the U.S., what you call the Zionist regime, is putting out there. But one of your videos depicts the Iranian military capturing the downed U.S. fighter jet pilot. That didn't happen.
And of course, they don't even like translate his voice, right, which they normally do to make it seem more kind of detached, right?
Mm-hmm.
There might be a hidden scenario here. Possibly there was no lost pilot. There was no rescue operation. Their main goal was to steal uranium from Iran. That's what they said early on. It's possible. I don't know, but... And then that failed, Iran said.
You're saying that the U.S. narrative that they rescued this downed fighter pilot is not true.
A media report lately said that only 13% of what Mr. Trump says is based on facts, and I can assure you that the majority of things he says are false.
Yes, but we're arguing about a Lego movie here. Like, that's...
Well, they're not, though.
But obviously, they are, yes, but they are, you know, actually, that's not true. So.
Oh, sure. But I'm saying that they're arguing about what the reasons is why they even are making the Lego movies, right?
When the Trump administration is allegedly dishonest or lies, does that embolden you to also be looser with the truth?
To also lie?
No, we don't do... We do what we're supposed to do and think that the truth will finally prevail. There might be people around the world who do not research and are fed lies. Our media is for those people. Okay. I mean, of course, they have their own objectives or whatever. But look, some of their Lego movies are funny. Like, they were... Yeah. They obviously hit a nerve. Otherwise, why would BBC try to do a hit piece on it and they got banned from YouTube? It's obviously like when you're over the target, right? Then that's when they get you. Fabricating the truth, he says, is not part of our mission. We do not have a rivalry with them in lying, but there seems to be a fierce competition between Trump and Netanyahu in fabricating lies. Okay. Well, no lie detected, right? To be honest. And they think this is an own by talking to him in those terms? All right. Anyway.
So there's a clip of Dershowitz. Did you see that?
I did not.
He tells Netanyahu to continue to fight, even if it means confrontation with Trump. And he's like, don't worry about Trump. You know, we'll take care of Trump. If Trump's not Zionist and hardcore, you know, warish enough, we'll take care of Trump. Him and his, you know, Jewish buddies and Miriam Adelson, who checks in regularly on Trump. He admits here in this clip.
Yank the chain.
States and Israel are different when it comes to Iran. And we see that in Lebanon, where Israel's feeling pressure from the president to tone down its attacks. And the truth is as much as you attack Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran, they're still around. That's the problem. It's very hard to defeat them. But on the other hand, what other choices do we really have? That's really the dilemma.
We have to continue to fight. Hashem oz li'amo yitain.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember that the Jews get shalom only through O's, and
the Jews get shalom.
I don't care.
I know.
Only through O's. Yeah, like this is invoking these Hebrew terms here to like make cast some Hebrew biblical spell on the captive audience
Jewish
here.
Painting in the back. Look at how messy it is in the background too. It's like
but it's his pants are on. So it's fine.
There's chaos
so
going on in there.
Continue to fight, even if it means confrontation with President Trump. Leave that to Americans. We will take care of President Trump. You know,
we Americans. Yes.
Yeah. He's
going
an American
out hard
now.
With like a Zionist Jewish Hebrew statement to make sure, like, no, we got him. It's fine. Don't worry about him.
We Americans
will take care
amazing.
Of him.
Over Hanukkah, spent a half an hour or so with him in the Oval Office talking about Iran. He was very receptive, and I know that Miriam Adelson talks to him from time to time. Mm. I talked to.
So they were talking with him over Hanukkah. That was a while ago about Iran. So
they've been telling him that we're going into Iran for.
Yes,
I mean, they were
for a long time.
I'm surprised they didn't do it during the first term, and that's probably why they went into overdrive with like kind of their. You know, with the assassination attempt and all that stuff. I did see, it was in my player one day, but it was an interesting video. Maybe I should pull it up and just quickly show you the title of it. But they talked about Trump's background in WWE, right? The World Wrestling, what is this? Or F,
I didn't
F,
know
F,
that.
Is it? Yeah, the World. You don't know that?
I didn't know.
Trump's history? Oh my gosh.
I
never grew up watching the shit.
But,
what's his name? The guy that the meme guy, what's his name, who headed up the whole thing? Oh my gosh, I can't believe
I know who you're talking about.
Chat, you know who I'm talking about. Anyway, talking about their relationship, he was like, he's up in the ring fighting with him and like all this stuff. Vince McMahon, thank you, exactly, that's it. Thank you, James, appreciate it. Vince McMahon, right? His whole history of how to develop character arc, how to do heel turns, how to become when the villain turns into the good guy and the good guy turns into the villain. Like it's a charade. Like this politics is entertainment, and it's been entertainment now definitely since kind of Obama got in. That's really when that was turned up the temperature. Before that, it was kind of like very professional, and you know, they still bomb kids and diddle kids, right? Things like that. But I'm saying it was very, it was all about the appearances. But after that,
now it's like
in order to drag people into politics, to make it interesting, to come into the system, engage with it, vote this and that. Yeah, these are your teams, right? Kind of thing. They realized that, like, we can use WWF and E or New World Order, what are all they called, the different series of the wrestling, WrestleMania that they have. I'll see if I find the clip. It was interesting. It's a little spurgy. It's like where everything is always controlled kind of thing. But what I'm saying, it was the general tone and point of the video was interesting because it makes that point that, like, the people that got involved in Trump's campaign and stuff are people that know this stuff. And anyway, the way he was shot on stage, I mean, like, there's all these things, right?
Okay. Gotta see the video.
Anyway, back to Dershowitz here. The point is, it's a goddamn, it's a big slop factory.
Administration, from time to time.
Political theater, that's right.
There's a lot of support for Israel within the administration, but,
no shit.
You know, it's moderated by the fact that, as you say, America has a slightly different interest.
America has a slight, then what
interest is that?
Then you mean, so they're not Israeli, pro-Israeli enough. That's what he's saying. That's what the point of war is.
Exactly.
Why are they even, is he pretending to be concerned that Trump is not on their page? He's not nuking Iran now, I guess. And that's the problem, probably. I mean, if he has any interest in, like, preserving his political, if he actually has an ego, Trump, right? Unless he's just 100% compromised. I would assume that he has some type of interest in, like, some political legacy, but that seems to have gone out the window. It doesn't even care anymore.
No, it's I think he's convinced it's a religious war, that he's doing the right thing.
Here it is. Let me see if I can show that on screen at least real quick here. While I do this, do a dance for the audience there, Lana.
I want to see speaking of goy slop that we were talking about, I saw the meals that they were sending the military.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Awful. Yeah, here it is. Hidden. And again, it's kind of, everything is a Masonic ritual. It's a little, yeah, I used to be there, but it was a fine scripted. Politics is WE for adults, and it's scripted. It was not bad.
All right, you know? Listen up. No, seriously, listen up. You know how they say don't talk about politics? Well, we are going to do just that. But to truly decode politics, one must first study the strange, theatrical world of professional wrestling. Not as entertainment, but as a metaphor. Professional wrestling? Yes. It's a one-to-one metaphor. Politics is literally WWE for boomers, golems, and NPCs. All right, let's break this down by learning the language of the ring. Kayfabe, that's the illusion of reality. The babyface, that's the hero in the match. The heel is the villain. Good versus evil, dark versus light. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. The gullible fans paying thousands of dollars for tickets and merch are the marks. They're not in on the con. They live outside of the illusion of the bookers. Cheap heat, doing a job, getting color, no sell, a shoot, carny talk. It's all symbolic code for deception.
He's going through a bunch of, like, the wrestling stuff in the beginning there. But anyway, he goes through Trump's kind of history in the. I mean, it's interesting the fact that the ring, and there's a kind of there is an occult esoteric thing there for sure. Entertainment, sports or whatever, in general have a lot of that in it. But
he took a full-blown
here's Trump with Vince McMahon here, right? The point is, he knew this world. They know how to write a character, how to ham it up, how to make this and that, and this knowledge, this understanding of how to develop these character arcs has been used in his campaign. There's no doubt about it, kind of thing. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, one of his buildings, right, wasn't the Trump Plaza. Didn't he host a lot of these wrestling matches? Big ones?
Sure.
I think he did.
Yeah. Anyway, this is an interesting video. Not bad. Kind of interesting. Check it out in full if you want to.
Okay.
Politics is for
All
WWE
right.
for adults. And
All
it's
right.
Okay.
Maybe.
Maybe. You're doubting the scripted?
Maybe.
All right. I think he brings up, who was it that said that? What was the comment again? Oh, no, it was about, never mind, video. Why isn't Israel making any video games? I forget who said that it came up in some way. Like, all these, you know, countries and all these people are doing video games, and it's like hardly anything's coming out of Israel. And it's like, yeah, it's because, like, the world is their video game. That's what they're interested in manipulating or controlling. Anyway, this, real quick, I'm not sure if this was moved or not, but this is kind of interesting, too, speaking to the religious thing, by the way. IDF unveils portable Torah scrolls for field conditions. Oh, it's totally not a religious war, though. Don't worry about it. The objects come encased in weatherproof holy ark that has shoulder straps and can function as a podium to which from they can read their scripture. So when they're going out into the front lines to bomb these places in Lebanon, they have the Torah scrolls with them.
That's holy crazy. Fuck. That is just it's crazy. Like,
I mean, again, I think I said it in the comments there. I guess you can just read my comment instead of me mumbling over the words. If this was Muslims doing some similar Islamo-retard shit with a Quran, right, as they're, you know, bombing some country or something, it would have been the jihad apocalypse for the philo-Semitic neocon MAGA, right? In this case, nothing, crickets, because basically they agree for the most part with this religious fanaticism, right? They're tied at the hip. This is a twin. Because we got to exterminate Amalek and Ezov and Edom and all that stuff.
American soldiers haul around Bibles?
Well, so the only other thing there is to connect that is to, of course, what they claim that they've been talking about. If those reports are true, and it's kind of 50-50 at this point. But regardless, we know that Third Temple Pete Hegseth, he's invoked a lot of religious stuff within the Department of War in order to ham this up. In fact, we have a clip later.
Well, maybe you should just play it now. I know we had a
the fake Bible verse.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do that now. Then here we go. Check this out.
So the prayer is CSAR 25:17, and it reads, "And pray with me, please."
The path of the
it's from Pulp Fiction, right? It's like I assume he's like making
path it of the down the right.
or making it fit closer to the movie, I guess.
The air is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of camaraderie and duty, shepherd the lost through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper.
You could have delayed one scene a little bit and make it match up even better there, RT. But okay, fine. We'll take it.
And the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to capture and destroy my brother.
And
you will know my call sign is Sandy One when I lay my vengeance upon
thee. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Okay. So anyway, here's the... Let me go back here. Ryan Dawson here said... Pete Hegseth quoted a fake Bible verse from the film Pulp Fiction. People calling me a fake Christian. Ezekiel is the Old Testament and the Old Covenant. It's Jewish and it's psychotic. But the real verse is worse than the movie version.
Mm.
Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I am about to stretch out my hand against the Philistines. And it turns out, by the way, did you see the... archaeological research that was done about the Philistines, how they were an ancient European people.
Mm-hmm, that's right, yeah.
Let me see if I can find that and prove that real quick. Always interesting to prove that, right? Or important to prove that. Here it is. Yes, so again, it's an old racial war, ladies and gentlemen. DNA study reveals Philistines were originally from Europe. Mm. Ah, interesting. How about that? So as they're genociding the Philistines or want to exterminate them, they keep the passage goes on here, and I will keep out the Carathites and destroy those remaining along the coast. I will carry out great vengeance on them and punish them in my wrath. Then they will know that I am the Lord when I take vengeance on them. Yeah, we know it's a genocidal maniac fucking, you know, belief system. This is why we're in this mess. Ryan Dawson says, we have a cult whose deity, Thank you. Instructs genocide. So no wonder we have a nation committing genocide. Judaism is a religion of war, racism, yeah, anti-whiteism, and theft.
Well, I think this is a good time to put Ben Shapiro's openly pushing Noahide laws. And in fact, he's saying that, you know, Jews, they think that European civilization is based on Noahide laws. Like, it's all Jewish, right? They're just trying to own it all.
That's right. All right.
Have you seen that clip yet?
I did not, actually. I did not see this one yet, but I'm not surprised. Let's check it out. I'm a Jew. Oh, no, really?
I'm a Jew.
You're telling me now for the first time.
Every damn show, man.
That means that I do not believe in the divinity of Jesus. I also believe, as an Orthodox Jew, that Judaism is not the only path to heaven. Judaism as a religion is not exclusive.
Judaism doesn't even believe in heaven. End of day, end of time, when they rule everything, but not heaven like that way.
Meaning?
That's just for Christians. You see, so that they can. That's the Jewish trick is so that you can believe more in the afterlife as opposed to fixing what they are doing to you right now. Mm-hmm. Right. Anyway,
that as long as people who are not Jewish follow seven basic Noahide laws, and this includes Christians and Muslims, they too have a share in the world to come. And those seven basic laws are things like
the world to come,
no blasphemy,
which is
he just say though, like, oh, there's different paths to salvation, but if you don't follow these seven rules that the Jews are gonna tell you, you're damned. You're gonna die. You're gonna go to your, you know,
of course,
hell, whatever version you believe in.
I know, it's true.
And they don't believe in a hell. So what do you mean salvation?
Well, just use the words you have to make the goyim make sure that they need to be saved somehow. There's a problem with you, okay? But if you follow what we tell you and act the way we tell you to do through the Noahides, then you'll be saved. You'll be
there's
spared.
Gonna be peace on earth.
You'll be
it'll be the perfect world.
You will have salvation if you follow the Jewish path. That's what he's saying.
Come, and those seven basic laws are things like. No blasphemy, don't commit sexual sins, set up a court of law, make sure that you're not eating flesh.
Does that apply to the Jewish pornographers or no?
Make sure that you're not eating flesh from a living animal, stuff like that. I'm a Jew.
Stuff
like that.
Let's break out the Noahide laws here.
Oh, it was this one here. That's right, I forgot. Was this a fact check by USA Today? Hegseth's Pentagon prayer sounds like Pulp Fiction line. Can't speak. Excuse me. Here's why. What did it say here? Overwhelming violence action during a praise service appear to paraphrase a line better known from Pulp Fiction than from scripture. Here's what we know. He was speaking to a worship sermon at the Pentagon. Hegseth recounted prayer. Okay. Referred to Ezekiel 25:17. Okay, anyway.
The seven laws. You know, the first one: do not worship idols. Right? It's always that. But somehow, this is the basis of Western civilization that is built on pagan history, right? And pagan ethos.
The Noahide laws.
Yeah. That, well, no, again, somehow it's actually all Jewish. It's the Noahide laws that have really built European civilization. That's what they claim.
I mean, they put it first for a reason, right? That. You can't worship any quote unquote false, like worship
the first one.
Our God, right? That we will give you spirituality and divinity through us, right? Through what we tell you that Yahweh, our God, is. And I missed one, excuse me. A chat here from Randall Flagg earlier. I didn't mean to miss that. Let me read that out. It's often forgotten that Vince McMahon's wife. Oh, yeah, that's right. Thank you for reminding me. Vince McMahon's wife has been in Trump's cabinet now twice. Mm-hmm. I remember that now. That's right. Thank you, Randall. This time as Secretary of Education. McMahon and Trump are best friends, and he's in the honorary WWE Hall of Fame. Thank you for that note on that point there. Yep, it's a show. It's scripted like a Hollywood movie. How about that?
I love to hear you have. I just want to look at these, right?
Sure.
Do not murder. Well, they do that. They genocide people.
Doing it right now.
Do not commit sexual immorality.
But they for the goyim,
incest,
not for them.
And all this. Well, like, they're raping their kids, right? Do not steal. Well, establish courts
it's
of
not stealing
justice.
When you do it through interest and usury, all right? We clip the coin? Totally fine. Don't worry about it.
The Jews.
Thank you. Costanza needed that.
But it's like, it's, you know, some of the things like the Ten Commandments or something, it's kind of like these are no shit isms. We've talked about them in the past. Like we figured these things out a long time ago.
My argument has been
to run a successful village or society or nation.
If you need to write them down, you have a problem.
Yeah.
Like that's literally the law used to be something that was a passed down tradition. It was passed down orally. Everyone knows the law. Everyone abided by it. It was like, I'm not saying there weren't ancient civilizations that ever didn't write something down that they thought was like, oh, these are good, you know, values or whatever to have or for society to function. But I'm saying for the most part, it was so it was like part of you. There's nothing you have to put on paper. It wasn't separate from you. You are the morality. You are the keeper of that. Like the video you talk about, you keep that fire alive of right. morality and life force and spirit and essence, right?
That's right.
That is in us. That's part of us. We don't have to. It's this weird. It's kind of in that part of the world too, like Hammurabi, like everything's got to be written down, all the bookkeeping and logging and stuff, right? Logging sounds kind of interesting, right? It occurred to me too. I was thinking about the words today: monologue, dialogue. It's come from the word, you know, logos, right? Mm. The word is the God, the word. You have to write the word, say the words, right? It's a very literal religion. Very little in terms of like metaphor. There's symbolism there. Don't get me wrong. There's like plenty of astrotheology weaved into like Judaism and the choices they've made in terms of the deities that they picked, like Yahweh, to be their preeminent God, right? It's a henotheistic religion. It was a pagan religion that had many gods, and they chose one, right? That's what henotheism is. But what was I getting with it? So there's symbolism there, but otherwise it's very literal. All the mitzvahs, like 613 things, and
yes,
it has to be exactly highly spurgy, neurotic, OCD. Like, you know,
and they can't keep all those commandments either. You know, they can't even they can't even keep these seven basic ones.
Well, these are for the goyim, though. This is not for them, by the way.
Okay.
And there's legal that's why Dershowitz is the perfect mind to be in the legal world, the law, the lawyer, the attorney, right? Well, technically, right, according to the Talmud, all these other ones are not really even humans. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's a definition thing. They don't consider, like, goyim is technically like not human. When they talk about humans and humanity, they talk about their own race.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there's things like that weaved into this.
The arrogance, though, they're bringing the morality and the standard for what is civilized.
Of course.
What is the right way to live. And you didn't know any of these things. No one on earth knew any of these things until, you know, their wacky desert cult.
By the way,
so ridiculous.
And I'll save
who
it
believes
for,
this?
I'll save it for Afterflash. But what they did in Jerusalem, they copied from Athens. I'll just leave it at that. Like I came across a thing the other day about the sacred rock.
You told me
it was in fucking Athens.
Yeah,
it was literally like probably a couple of thousand or at least 1,000 years before they like, no, our rock is the sacred rock or whatever. Athens had it. The whole raised mountain where you know the main temples are above this kind of city, right?
Mm-hmm.
Up on the mountain, that was the sacred rock. That's what it's known as. Anyway, we'll talk. I'll talk more about that in Afterflash later. All right. Anyway, where do we go from here? Do you want to talk about? Did you see any of the footage of the the Israeli soldier? The espresso. Did you see any of that?
Oh, for Italy.
We can show that real quick. There was a diplomatic crisis that happened here because Italy decided to publish this photo, and in fact, it was an ambassador. An Israeli ambassador to Italy came out and said, "This is manipulated. This is, I guess, somehow false or something. Like you can't show this." And it's like it's literally just from a video that we showed. Like, what do you mean? So because it's a bad look, because that's kind of what is. I'm not sure what's happening there, but anyway, that's kind of a bad look, right? And he has this like kind of what do you call it? The bathing cap on, or what do you call that again? The shower cap on his
shower cap? Is that what that is?
I mean, it's not, but I'm saying that's what it looks like. So there's now a diplomatic crisis between Italy and Israel because of this guy. because of this
That's
guy.
That's ridiculous.
And immediately, like the memes or whatever. But so Le Espresso had a headline, as you can see there, or like just one word at the front cover of the magazine, La Abuso, right? Like the abuse. And then it's the new Jacques Hughes in France, that anti-Semitic, you know, quote-unquote anti-Semitic controversy. Here's a full video that they released after the Israeli ambassador then had accused the Italian magazine of bias. And you can judge for yourself. Is this misrepresented because of that photo? All right, there we go. Anyway, that was kind of, you know, while we're on the Israeli segment there, I think that that fits. But yes, anyway, watch out Italy. That's all I have to say, because they were like cutting off the weapons and stuff, and like, we're not going to work with Israel, Meloni said, and you can have critiques of her, and she's kind of an idiot herself in many regards, but at least she did that right. So I'm just saying, watch out Italy, because now you're going to get a terrorist attack on your shores if you don't watch out.
Yeah, well, Italy is also charging, who is it, Andrea Ballarotti. He was the organizer of Remigration Italy. He was just charged with hate speech, by the way. That's happening in Italy also. Yeah,
let me pull that up real quick. What was his position? What was he?
He was one of the main organizers of the Remigration Italy conference that happened.
Okay.
Was it in 2025? And now he's being charged with hate speech. This is in Italian, so I don't understand it. But he has a GoFundMe that he has. He's fundraising for his legal battle.
Yep, my crime being the first to speak out and advocate for remigration in Italy. I'm not intimidated or worried. I feel motivated to move forward. Good, he says. The struggle continues. Yeah, I mean, EU is doing that. They're changing quite a bit now with their anti-racisms. But anyway, let's go back up in the flow a little bit. Then we did Dershowitz. Should we do the military slop?
Yeah. Real quick? Yeah. We didn't show that.
We didn't show
food.
That yet.
I don't even know what that is exactly.
No one really knows what that kind of meat is, but apparently this is the images of food being served to sailors.
Okay,
sailors.
That's carrots, and then the other thing, like, it looks like a pile of shit. You know, beans. I guess it's beans and some kind of
fish? It's goy slop.
Oh my god. Like, yeah, what is
that?
It's
interesting...
not spam. Spam's different
That's
color.
An interesting choice there. But anyway, the memes are already out. So why don't we check out a couple of them? Here we go.
Only the best food for my soldiers.
Ugh.
Oh, okay, gross.
Navy has the best food.
Oh my god.
The best food for the best military. They tell me it's the best food in the history of the Navy.
You could do a better job on the AI there, though. The voice,
yeah,
at least. But anyway, it's funny.
It's creepy. It's meant to be creepy. Yep. But oh my god. And then that's all they get, too? Like a couple of tortillas and some bad shredded pork or something?
Apparently morale is real low. Is this to piss them off so they
could
want
it
to
be high? Seriously.
Remember at the beginning it was lobster and steak, right? They're like, oh, we're being shipped out, things are good, and now it's like, here you go. Here you go, Zogbot. You know. Now you're gonna real suffer here now. Yeah, pictured published by the USA Today shows meals served recently to sailors on board the Nimitz class aircraft carrier, USS Abraham Lincoln, as well as Marines serving on the USS Tripoli, an American-class amphibious assault ship, both of which are currently deployed to the Arabian Sea in order to enforce the ongoing naval blockade against coastal areas of Iran. Well, I mean, the majority of the money goes to this guy, all right? let's keep that in mind. That's MAGA now, all right? If you had any questions
about it,
of course not. That's the part of the effect.
It's genetic.
The intimidating effect of being the abuser. All right, anyway. So we got that going.
What's
on
up with this howling mutant? I don't know much about him, but I saw he was doxxed.
Well, yeah. So let me see. I'm going to close a couple of windows here. Yeah, some people said it was tongue, by the way, which it's not. A cow tongue is actually like a delicacy, by the way. Some people
said
it was
cow tongue,
but
cow
you don't,
tongue tastes...
it would be like, you don't slice it like that
no,
way.
No, and it's not that color. That just looks like death.
Yeah. Howling Mutant, I stand with Howling Mutant, is a funny account to follow. And he has some good tweets. He sometimes I don't follow everything he does, but occasionally for my taste, he's a little too maybe just MAGA Trump tier, but he's funny. He's a funny guy. And so he was doxxed by a total nerd.
I guess he's gay elites. Too. I have a video of him if you want to play it. The guy who did it.
How to use fashy leaks.
I thought it was a joke, but it's real.
Nazi data sets. Oh, look at that. He's matching representative pubic hair, Jamie Raskin.
Gosh.
It's a 1-to-1. You know, how about that? All right. Anyway, let's go back to the video here, or go to the video. Here we go. Why they're always like this.
I think my response was he's like talking about a mass shooter. I'm like, the guy looks. Yeah, I see. Right. Yeah. He looks like a mass shooter. Total psycho.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I think he raised like probably $100,000.
You think
video.
He was asking for 25 though.
Exactly. So you got. You got Jamie Raskin stepped in and give him
this video.
Howdy, I'm Tristan Lee from Decoherence Media. Are you concerned about the surge of far right authoritarianism in the U.S. and around the world?
I don't care.
In fact, it's a feature I wanted.
Me too.
Nerd. Nerd.
Me too.
Wow. Look at this weirdo.
He looks like Jamie, as I'm in the chat.
This guy's got
Ratskin.
Serious
right, James.
Psychological issues going on in there.
Imagine that, a mutant being upset. An actual mutant being upset with Howling Mutant.
In 2019, a neo-Nazi murdered 51 people in two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand. That made me extremely
jealous.
So I looked for ways I could use my programming skills to make it harder for Nazis to organize and recruit. Now I'm a co-founder and journalist at Decoherence Media, using open source and data-driven methods to investigate far-right movements.
Look at this weirdo!
Snoopy.
And I love it, dude.
Snoopy,
like,
he hall monitor.
He probably did like 80 takes of this stuff, and this is the best shit that he could get.
So do you think this was towards the beginning or towards the end of all those 80 takes?
Oh, man. I don't know. Maybe somewhere in the middle. He's like, yeah, that was my flow.
He did
it's
50,
good. It's good right there.
And they all looked the same.
Yeah.
There was no difference in the delivery.
Open source and data-driven methods to investigate far-right movements. This is high-risk publishing. This season, our fundraising goal is to cover the cost.
Go down real lame here, buddy.
So you're dangerous. You're like James Bond. Oh, my God.
No backing from establishment people or anything like that. No. He's about to lose all his accounts and payment processors.
Oh,
yes.
This season, our fundraising goal is to cover the costs of our insurance and lawyer fees, which are critical to protecting our work. Can you open your wallet and donate to help us reach our target of 25,000?
Can you open? I can't
can
even do it that bad.
Wallet?
I can't even copy it that bad. Oh, my God.
Can you open your wallet and donate to Red Ice?
No, that was still good. That was still
oh, sorry.
Better.
Okay,
still too good.
Critical to protecting our work. Can you open your wallet and donate to help us reach our target of
$25,000?
$25?
Can you open your wallet and donate to reach our target?
Thank you for your generosity and support.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I hear he's also a homosexual, so he's going to...
No way!
He went and got pegged after this important video. Oh, my God.
We got some more here. Here's the whole crew here. Wonder why the gayest group of freakazoid dysgenic losers would want to dox a guy who mocks gay freakazoid dysgenic losers.
This is why I say we need a refinement. Just singe. Well,
these are not even ours.
Those. Yes, but, singe it. I don't want to own that's part of our that's our racial trash. There's racial trash that needs to be swept off into the incinerator.
These are all Jews.
Well, yeah. I mean, there might be one legit goy in there, but the trash.
What is that right there? What is that?
These are freaks and mutants. This is what it is now. I mean, go to Seattle, go to Portland. It's just like there's so many of these.
But even that
freakazoids now.
Like that. What is that shape there?
Yeah.
Interesting. Like an avocado body.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. He works out.
He just really those
on his keyboard.
the side muscles on his thighs, I guess. Here's another one. Kyle Phelan.
Oh my God.
The dysgenic BLM worshipper, the doxed Howling Mutant. Innocence Project. It's always It's always the same.
Yeah.
They always look the same.
Oh, we're so innocent.
Say it again.
Oh, there's no video of him? I thought we were going to have some videos so we could laugh for interview.
Of him?
But, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe there is.
Dang.
I don't know. You could always search, I guess, for his name. Some of the memes are funny.
I saw is that he was like, thank you, because he got a bunch more followers, basically. So it doesn't stick. These things don't stick like they used to.
Yeah,
people don't care as much when people are doxxed. Remember in the early days, mm-hmm. it was like some people we knew. It was like the early phase of the doxxing, right? Where they wanted to really make it hurt and destroy people's lives.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't stick like it used to.
No. And of course, I don't want to show any of the docs. I don't want to help to boost the docs, but he was like a tall, kind of fit guy, right?
Yeah,
I saw him. The guy who was doxed, you know, kind of thing. So it was like this.
It's a good looking guy.
Good, what do you call it? Good optics, you know, win, I guess.
Yeah, he
you
made
know?
Some good jokes about it, too.
Yeah. So he seems fine. Here we go. Speaking of, it's do you remember this old classic? Yeah. Do you remember this one? Here we go.
I thought it was fake.
We are proud of what we're like. We are proud of what we're gonna. We are proud of who we are. We are proud of who we are. We are proud of what we're like. We are proud of what we're like. We are proud
orcs,
of
man. Orcs.
All right.
That's a white orc. Right there.
I don't know what that is. I think that's also a...
It's frightening, you know?
He also is,
know?
I think.
I look around in America. It's not as bad in Europe, but I look around, you know, and you travel around America. It's just like, man, there's a lot of white people in bad shape.
Yeah, I think he kind of has a Jewish phenotype.
Physically,
this one,
but there still is a lot of... There's a lot of white mess, you know?
Well, of course, you know, I mean, there's that too.
This needs to be corrected.
But the point is, it's like the whole, whether we want to or not, I mean, it's literally unsustainable on every single level.
Yes.
And whether we want to or not, you're going to see it's going to be a huge decrease in the population numbers, like across
just from
the
fertility,
boards.
Yeah.
Just from that alone.
Like infertility.
Just from like the microplastics and the Wi-Fi shit and like the toxic food alone, you know what I mean? I'm not saying I'm necessarily happy about it, obviously. This is disaster. It's a catastrophe. Like, you don't even... The microplastic shit is like the worst of that can come in 2-3 generations
from
now.
Well, here's the deal. We have to treat it like occult knowledge that it only reaches the best of the white people. So they know what to avoid, and all the ones that we don't want to go with us to the next level, they can have all that, and then they'll become infertile. See? How about that?
Well, I mean, he can have some more microplastics.
Yeah,
I'm
sure he's already... he's got a big load in there already.
He's got a good dose... I would assume already.
I'm sure he's infertile already. So.
Oh my gosh, one can pray.
So I wanted to get it talk about Virginia real quick because mm-hmm. I think this is going to be a taste of if a Democrat gets in, it's going to be this kind of stuff that's going to be happening. Now she's not Jewish. People are saying she's Jewish. She did some hand rubbing and weird squinting, but she's not. So Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger. She loves Jews though. I will say I did a little searching, and she, during her 2025 campaign, she received a prominent endorsement from the Jewish Democratic Council of America, which praised her record on combating anti-Semitism and her support for issues important to Jewish people. But, you know, F the important issues for white people. So what they're doing here, she's eliminating state tax exemptions previously granted to Confederate Heritage Org. So basically, you know, white heritage groups in Virginia that she says are just Confederate, right? They're targeting specifically Confederate for now, are not going to get state tax exemptions. So this legislation passed the House 62-35 and Senate 21-17 along party lines. They're saying, well, yes, because these groups are glorifying the Confederacy and, you know, that's anarchy and all that bullshit. But, you know, next they'll target the European heritage focus groups. There are people that are taking legal action against this, which is expected, saying it's unconstitutional, right? It's against the First and the 14th Amendments. And there's some cucks are saying, but there's some blacks in these Confederate groups, too. So this is racist. You can't do that.
I don't care.
Exactly. But this is how it works, right? First they take down your statues. Then they go after your heritage history groups. And then they're going to target your people next.
They already are. But
they
yeah.
already are. But this is the flow of
this
things.
It's not the final humiliation ritual, but it's part of the long process of humiliation ritual where you strip everything away from you, including, you know, your ancestry, your history, your tradition, your legacy, your anything that came before you, and
trying.
You criminalize
they're
it.
They're going to keep trying to do this, and I think it's going to be pedal to the metal when the brown wave hits too, right?
Yes.
Any kind of European heritage or European advocacy groups, you know, they're going to try and shut those down in every way possible mm-hmm. as those start forming and becoming more prominent, right?
She's done a bunch of like other crazy stuff too. I think she was the one who introduced a bill together with a few other states to drop the Electoral College and to, I believe, to secede, is that the term? To give away, I guess, the votes of, in this case then, Virginia, together with those whatever the other states were, to give away the Electoral College votes to the candidate that got the most votes when it came to the popular vote. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they introduced. Yeah. I don't think it's passed yet, but they're trying shit like this all the time to like rig the, you know, or upset how things have been in the past. Anyway.
And then we can go to D.C., which is not far away from Virginia. And this is, first gay chairman of the D.C. Police Union. Turns out he's a pedophile. Yeah, 23-year veteran of the Metropolitan Police Department in D.C. He was the first openly gay chairman of D.C. Police Union. He was arrested this week during an undercover sting operation where he thought he was talking to some young boy. Turns out it was a fed. He was trying to solicit sex, and he was even like sending pictures of him in his uniform and all this like gay shit. Yeah, and then also solicitation and possession of child porn. Yeah, and he previously served as, get this, acting supervisor of DC's, they actually had this, a gay and lesbian liaison unit. What the heck did they do? Focused on outreach to the gay community responding to hate crimes against gays. Well, maybe this is why they hate you. Maybe it's because of things like this is why they hate you, huh?
So what you're saying is that the police now is basically just shroomrooms for gays.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you're saying.
Exactly.
Well, like they have shroomroom. The regular police is just for these, you know, protected specific groups now, right? Other races, gays, homos.
Like,
you know,
it's like he can't even keep his pedophile dick in his pants just for this little term in his office or whatever he's doing, trying to build this trust and engagement, you know, with, you know, the gay community in D.C. and all this shit, and then he still does something, you know. Just amazing. It's what can you say?
I don't know what we can say.
I am black. I am gay. I am
Putin.
All right.
And then speaking of gays, yeah.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Yeah. Actually, I wanted to look. We're speaking of the. Do we have it in the title? Right. We got to talk about it. There's like hundreds of thousands of invaders and migrants now. They're like beginning to, you know, pour into our countries. Again, I don't even know if it's ever stopped, but this is an obvious one. We can start with this one. In the U.S., I mean, same thing in Spain. We'll get to that later. But so the House has now approved a bill that is seeking to extend the TPS, the Temporary Protected Status of, check this out, 350 thousand patients to save them from deportation.
Well, it's supposed to be like under special conditions that they were on temporary protected status. What special conditions? What to be safe from other blacks and cannibals in Haiti, and they just come here and do the same shit?
I would assume the mud cakes weren't cooked right, so you know they got to stay.
It was originally designated after the 2010 earthquake. That's been a long time for them to like fix things and go back home and take care of business. No, they've been hanging out since 2010.
And it was like just some Haitian that like raped and killed some girls on a trail or something, I think, by the way.
Oh, yeah, there's tons.
I mean, it's all the time. You can't even keep up with it. But it was like literally just a few days ago before this, right? So there's a bunch of course, the Republicans that joined in and voted yes for this bill with the Democrats. Obviously, we can read a couple of, few of them. Yeah, here's the backstory, I guess, for the white genocide of European stock people in Haiti. back in 1804. I'm not sure if you want to go through any of that or not, but
Oh yeah. There it is. Sorry, right? I got no, it. No, I was reading a super chat there. Yeah,
sure.
Reminder that Haiti genocided its entire white population in 1804, and they try and justify that as like, oh, that was a slave uprising, or they were killing everyone. Anyone who was white was fair game. Okay.
Correct.
And then they kill each other, and it's cannibalism, and it's ooga booga voodoo wars, and you know, swinging cats and eating cats, and like they're crazy. They're some of the craziest blacks.
Yeah.
Haitians.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. Here's some of the Republicans then that did it. And again, look, some people say, oh, you know, it won't pass the Senate. You know, it's going to be shot down, or Trump can veto it, or all kind of thing, but. Yeah, we'll see it. There's no guarantees for any of that anymore. You know, it never has been. It's always because you get a bunch of people like this. There's the Republicans who voted in favor, per multiple consistent reports, with this law here, then, or the TPS being extended for 3 years. Because again, if it's extended for 3 years, you'll have a Democrat in there, and they'll say no, you don't have to leave, right? That's the goal. That's the plan.
Yeah.
Republicans probably have him stay anyway, right? They're doing amnesty. The amnesty, do you see that even? The amnesty shit, they're trying to do that now. The DACA bullshit.
Oh, and Trump's
all that's back on the
doubling
table again
the
now.
Doubling the seasonal worker visas. He's doubling those now.
Yep.
They were supposed to, he reversed plans to cut the program by 30,000, and now he's actually increased it instead. It's just going back on everything now.
Yeah, it says no. We're gonna do the high skilled ones, the Jeets and the Chinese. That's where we, you know,
the high skilled really? Strawberry pickers, yeah. Or yeah, 7-Eleven techs.
Don Bacon, Nebraska. Brian Fitzpatrick, Pennsylvania. Mike Lawler, New York. He's an ultra Zionist, by the way. That guy, he's tons of AIPAC money. And then of course you get the usual suspects here with the terms of their anti-white ethnic allegiance, I guess, whatever you want to call it. A bunch of Hispanic names here, obviously. Maria Elvira Salazar from Florida. Carlos Jimenez, Florida. Nicole Maliutakis, is that Greek? New York. Rick McCormick, Georgia. I've heard that name before. He's probably another cuck. Well, obviously, due to the fact that he's on his fucking list. Yes, it is. Mike Turner, Ohio. Mike Carey, Ohio. And Mario Diaz-Balart from Florida. In addition, was some independent, or now he's Republican. Kevin Kelly. He looks like a discount Marco Rubio. It's the weirdest thing.
Sounds about right. Yeah, let me get caught up on a couple of these.
Sure, yeah, go ahead. Look at this. Doesn't that look like a young Marco Rubio?
Yeah,
am I wrong?
Yeah, he does.
Looks just like Marco Rubio.
Oh my gosh. Like clone them in a lab somewhere.
I know. This is,
Clint, good show, guys. Your content is seemingly more important now than at any point in this country's history. Found you guys through Europa TLB. Have you thought about having Leonarda Joni on your show?
We've had
her. I think you guys would vibe with her nationalist outlook and personality. Yes, we have had her. And thank you so much.
She's in the Flashback Friday archives, actually. I forget when she was on. It was a while ago now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Have her back on,
thank
I guess.
You,
yeah. And
that.
Paul, thank you so much, Paul. You two are mentioned in the novel Secret Hitler, an exploration of psyops and the tribal right, coming out 4/20 on Amazon. I think you might have written us about that when I was skimming the email.
Yeah, I did see it real quick, too, in passing, too. I'm sorry, I hadn't had time to get back yet. But yeah, appreciate that. Thank you for the mention, Paul.
Yes, thank you.
Very nice.
Appreciate it. And Ronald, thank you so much.
Ronaldino message, but a tip. Thank you, man. It's very kind of you. Appreciate you. Thank you. Okay. So,
how about when brown people come to your countryside, like what happened in the UK recently? We have to show that.
We do. Let me see here. Where are we in the order? We have so many stories here.
too much. I told you, I'm like, you're being overly ambitious there. Ten pages of stories.
We'll add it in and we'll see what we can get to, okay? Depends on how much I yap about it. We could just do a show where I just show kind of the headline and I don't say anything. Could do that one time. I'm sure that's highly entertaining.
Play some metal or something.
Well, we could just do a whole show when I can do this. The Dow right now is over 50,000. I don't know why you're laughing. That's what we should be talking about. Do-do-do-do. Nice. Okay, so here we go. That's the anti-racist strategy in Europe there. Where is it going here? Here we go. Oh, here it is. Thank you. Fantastic. This is what happened when you give brown people access to the countryside. Check this out. Minute and a half video
here. The countryside that's too white, that needs more brown people. Remember, they've been telling UK?
And first when I saw this, it looked like Newgrange in Ireland to me, because it has that like wall around and a big kind of mound. It's not. This is, I assume, in northern England, judging from the accent. Maybe Scotland, right across the border line. Maybe if we have someone in chat, who knows? But anyway.
What are you smashing the wall down for? What are you smashing the wall up for? Why are you smashing the wall down?
Because he hates white people.
It's not your fucking wall. It's not your fucking wall.
Amazing.
I've just watched you chucking bricks trying to smash the fucking wall down.
Don't smash his face.
It's not your wall. There's a path up the end off the main road. There's a path on over there. This is not your property, dude. You can't just go around smashing shit up because you want to go through it. I'm shout at you. I don't care, dude. It's not
that piece of shit.
Yep.
I've just watched it and videoed you smashing.
If this was in one of their countries, If that was any other race for that matter, but if that was a white person doing that in like an Arab country,
he'd be surrounded,
he'd be dead now.
Yeah,
he'd already be
exactly.
dead.
I want to know is what happened when the camera went off. Okay, please tell me something happened when the camera went off.
Not your wall.
His skull needs to become a permanent marker on that wall right there.
Exactly.
Then leave the wall alone. It's a dry stone wall. It's been
on the phone
for years. Dry stone wall, hundreds of years.
They don't care.
Thousands of pounds per meter to put it right. And you...
They're there to destroy
it. And he's just doing it just because.
Yeah, just because. And someone pointed out right there, too.
Shady_merchant sent $10.
Thank you.
The juice has replaced the books in the library with their movies.
Yes, yeah, 100%. Exactly. Absolutely. And even before that, they wrote a lot of the books, too, right? But there you see. Forget who pointed out, but that's new... developments for these migrants right in the back right there too, by the way. So they put them on the countryside and they at these historical, you know, places and monuments or whatever, and then they just destroy shit. They just tear it down.
They destroy
for no fucking
shit.
Reason. This is who they are.
This is who they are.
They're here as they're not just a bioweapon. They're a cultural weapon. They're everything we do. They're here to destroy our soul. Yeah.
Walk right. down there. There's a fucking gap in the wall down there. Walk through that one.
We don't want you here. You need to be out of the country.
Thrown over the wall with a trebuchet.
You'll find one that's already fucking opened up down there. There's no need for you to be smashing the fucking property up.
What are you recording me for, though?
To put you on Facebook.
Why are you putting me on Facebook?
Because you're destroying the fucking wall.
Yeah,
that's
he's
why.
So dumb. They're also so low IQ. He can't fucking figure it out.
Someone I think found the face here. Look at that! What an awesome.
Well, remember
addition.
The UK government had this whole commission, these reports and these diversity initiatives aimed at making the countryside less white. Remember, they were complaining about, the UK country, it's too white, it's unbearably white. Oh my God!
Yeah. Yep. And this. So and
before
this
diversity,
is what you,
we didn't have
get.
These problems. Oh God, what would we do without diversity? We just have peace and order and quiet. The hell.
NLPC.
They always look like that.
UK. Yeah, look at that face. There. This is apparently a church also that brought him in. Ask this evangelical church in Preston for a donation to the farmer. He seems to go there. Wait a minute. Ask this impressive for donation to the farm. Oh yeah, that the church should pay back, help to rebuild the wall there that he destroyed, essentially, right? Because they're the one who helped to bring him in, apparently. Holy fuck! Yep. This is what they do.
Maddening.
Old ancient site. And again, I mean, as we saw with the Virginia, the Virginia gal too. Even our own does this.
Yes.
They destroy our monuments. They melt down our own archaeological finds. Like, so we can't, you know, we can't know, we can't see anything. Like, it's a cultural. It's a Mao. Was it just the Cultural Revolution? Was that what it's called? In China, yeah, Cultural Revolution,
yeah,
right?
It was cultural.
Where like the whole thing just needs to be upended and uprooted. We're creating a new man. It's a new Kalergi Mutt man, and he will have no. associations to anything. He will be exemplarly deracinated.
Yeah, and this picture is great. Yeah, I mean, I've traveled around the world. I've seen, you know, sacred sites in non-European countries. White people sure as shit don't behave like that when they go and visit other countries' sacred sites.
Correct. That is correct.
We're different.
Very, very different. I saw a chat here from Mr. Charles Turner Jr. joining us over on Ko-Fi. Thank you. I like that he's trying out that platform.
You.
He says, one thing I do like about where I work is that there aren't too many Pajits. Well, that's good. However, I was out yesterday at the grocery store and saw this Jeet couple. Of course, they were speaking their language. On another note, happy birthday tomorrow to our friend Vincent James. Oh, it's his birthday tomorrow. Oh, there okay. you go. Happy birthday, man. Thank you, Charles. Appreciate that. Sorry about the Jeets. Maybe you need to be more rude next time. Maybe that's the path
forward.
They're
a menace, I tell you.
We need to be more disagreeable.
I hear about them as much as I hear about Jews now, too.
Jeets?
Yeah.
Well, you know that's why they did that, right? To kind of divert the tell. Here, look at the Jeets and the Haitians and the Somalis. Like, yeah, we need to, but I'm saying there's a function in that. So this, yeah, okay, let's play this one first. Here's another such example. Random, what is this, a pink beard? I thought they were trying to do the red beard. Here's a pink beard now. Anyway, I think this would be a good spot for a mosque. Look at this.
Yeah. Okay, who's with me? Just found an abandoned building.
Is this AI?
Nobody wants this. I think this would be a good spot for a new mosque. It's got plenty of grass around it for a big car park. Plenty of parking space.
Car park.
Ideal. Ideal. Just on the outskirts of Darwin. There's not many mosques in Darwin at the moment. So.
Oh, no.
What should we do? A mosque.
What say you? Okay, who's with me?
I don't care.
All right.
I like your idea about mounting their skulls to be a part of the fixture there. As a warning.
Yeah, maybe we can like turn it into like a kind of a gargoylian feature of the permanent wall yeah. as we rebuild these things that exactly. they have helped to destroy, essentially. But yeah.
I like it.
So there was this other thing here, which we don't know yet, granted, but I was alerted to this because I didn't hear about it in a search for it. Like, holy shit, I didn't know. Evelyn Ahona says on X here regarding the post about the guy destroying the wall, right? We don't know how old the wall is. What did the guy in the video said? Like maybe 1,000 years old or something? Or what did he say?
I didn't catch it.
At least probably 200-300 years at least. Maybe more. I don't know. But anyway, here's another one. Onundshög in Sweden was plundered recently. And they're doing no archaeological excavations of these, by the way. Listen to what
you said.
It's
amazing to me.
Recently, this place, Onundshög, Sweden's largest burial mound, was plundered.
Onundshög dates back to somewhere between the 6th and 11th centuries and has several stone shape formations along with numerous runestones. It is considered one of Sweden's most significant historical sites. However, a recent and deeply troubling discovery has come to light. Several of the ancient graves have been plundered.
We have found over 50 holes in this area.
Artifacts that had remained undisturbed for over 1,500 years have now vanished. They were a legacy from our ancestors, meant to be preserved and passed on to future generations. It is a profound loss, the destruction of something truly irreplaceable.
Just recently.
Yeah.
So, of course,
especially maddening for you.
I don't know. We don't know, obviously, yet who did it. But I wouldn't be fucking surprised if there's some fucking immigrant that just somehow, oh, there's an old area. Let's get some gold. Maybe there's something valuable. Let's go with the metal detector and check. I mean, I don't know.
Well, like, it hasn't happened all this time in Sweden. And then, like, when you have this influx of all these, you know, invaders, then it starts happening.
Exactly. I mean, so again, I can't prove, but my hunch is like it's someone who's. Who obviously has been there long enough to know of its existence even, because most of these people don't even leave the goddamn city, you know what I mean? But, you know, anyway, so Sweden's largest burial mound looted with metal detectors, about 60 or to 50 or so pits have been found, most in the shipwrecks, and the looting has taken place in less visible areas from the road. We will probably never, and this is aggravating, right? So they haven't done proper archaeological investigations themselves. So they don't even know what the potential treasures
That's
are here.
Amazing.
And I'm not saying because of gold. I'm saying because of the actual historical value and the knowledge and the insight that can be gleaned from finding some of these things in the ground. But they're not guarded. They're not watched. There's no... Let's just let in all these immigrants and somehow everything will just remain the same, I guess. Anyway, it's fucking... enraging on a level I can't even explain. I mean, it's like I know our people are being attacked, but it's just like, but just when it's like even our history, if like everything that
sacred
we
sites.
Are and goes back to our, you know, like founding is being looted in this way.
Your own people are taught to hate themselves, that it's racist and supremacist to embrace Viking culture, right? They're denouncing it and then saying, we don't have a culture, everything is stolen, and then they welcome in these invaders. Who, all right, then they just plunder everything.
Who steal your history or what? Again, we don't know yet who did it, but the point is, you know. Did I read that passage? She said, yeah. We'll probably never know what has disappeared, says the director of Västerås Museum, Nina Eklöf. Angry and crying, with crying in her throat. That's a kind of mistranslation. She means like, you know, you can hear
choked
her crying.
Up, yeah.
Yeah, choked up when she's saying it. Oh, we have no idea what it is. What was found there? Here's we can play a quick video from Mr. Ammon Amaranth here. He had a short video about this site, Onanshög. I forget how old this is now.
To show you around one of the most important historical sites here in Sweden. This runestone was raised by Folkvid for his son Hedin, brother of Anand. And to the left here, we have some stones marking the old King's Road. And just behind me and behind this runestone, we have the largest burial mound in all of Sweden. Come follow me on top, all right? Now we're on top of the burial mound, and behind us we can see the runestone that we just left. And over here to the right, we have an excellent overview of the beautiful twin ship setting here at Onanshög, as well as some smaller burial mounds, along with a few smaller ship settings over here. And if you look over there, there's a white house where they serve excellent coffee.
Sounds good about now, actually.
Getting frosty, right?
I wouldn't mind being there, having a cup of coffee.
Right? Yeah, it would be nice, huh?
Nice.
Anyway, there's, Onanshög is a pretty, I think that's where they had, yeah, Eriksgata, that's right, that's the King's Road he mentioned there. It's an interesting time when the king that was elected by the Goths and the Swedes were like led around the whole country, had to travel a specific path, and one of the paths was through this area. I believe it's Onanshög that have the, maybe it's another one that has that, the stone kind of a, it looks like it's round like a ball almost, but it's like a stone with carvings on it. I forget if it's this place or if it's another one. But anyway, it's only Beowulf's burial mound that matches the size with this one on a Onanshög. The other one is in Västergötland. Anyway, I've been there a couple of times, but this one is slightly bigger. But the point is, we don't know then exactly what's under there, right? Is there a ship like they dug in Norway? At least they did some excavations. They found some of these ships. Is it a ship? Is it a what
what's
is in
the
there?
Reasoning you know what I mean? For not going in there and doing
we
it?
We need to preserve it, and then now they're preserving.
I thought there's all kinds of technology now and different ways they can get in there and kind
yeah, I mean,
poke
they,
around.
They,
you know?
Some of them we did a LIDAR thing in like '94, and we couldn't really determine anything, so we've done our due diligence. That's kind of the attitude that they have. We know why they don't want to find this. They don't want to reiterate the history. They don't want to have an excitement. Holy shit! What is it? You know, what is this? but it's like you preserve. Well, we have to preserve it. We can't touch it. We gotta, you know, kind of thing. And part of me is like, yeah, I understand that. I agree with that. But now it's being looted. And so now you will never even know because you don't give a shit. And I mean, I'll say this, hopefully those who looted it were actually like kind of amateurs that are actually interested in this. And I'd rather see it than on the black market or something. You know, do you know what I'm saying? As opposed to like it handing up in.
I guess where is this town? What's the demographics around it? What are the odds that
Västerås,
some
it's gonna be,
invader would know about this?
It's Västerås.
It would be easy to find out.
Bastoros is close enough to everything. It's close enough to Uppsala and, you know, these places. And it's tons of migrants there. It's just a fact. They don't have to travel far. But anyway. All right. Anyway, should we take a little break?
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll be back here in a little bit with Afterflash. Almost said Western Warrior. Afterflash, ladies and gentlemen. You can join us at redicemembers.com, redicetv.locals.com. Or subscribestar.com/redice. If you have a membership over on redicemembers.com, join us in the chat as we continue here. We take about a 10-minute break or so. If you get a membership, you get access to a lot of the good stuff that we do. Western Warrior, some of these short exclusive videos, such as Lana's latest. What was the title again? Lana, give us the title of it.
I forgot. What is it?
I can pull it up too. What is the title again? It is
the ancient duty to preserve the spark of our race.
Thank you.
I was sleeping on the job there.
That's all right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine. anyways, Western Warrior, second hour, many of the interviews that we've done after Flash, obviously. Tons of stuff over there for you guys. It's only 10 U.S. highly devaluated dollars, or inflated, is that what it's called? Deflation. Inflation. Anyway. But yeah, so it's not that much, but you get something in return. And you also support Red Ice. So if you like what we do, that's a great transaction, right? Get some of our coolest, best stuff, and you get to support us at the same time. So we appreciate you guys. So yeah, join us over there. There's a chat on redicemembers.com. Just click up in the menu, click on live show, and then you can just log in with whatever username you'd like on redicemembers.com and join us in chat. We'll read those during After Flash, or keep an eye on it at least. We do have some actually stories we need to cover here still. So that's an option for you guys. Also, before we wrap up here, want to say thank you to our incredible, very white executive producers, such as Arctic Wolf, Albert, King Albert. Thank you so much, man. We appreciate you so much.
Yes, thank you.
We got William Fox with America First Books as well. Angry White Soccer Mom. Thank you for your support. Appreciate you. We got Purple Haze joining us as well as an executive producer, together with Glenn the Chinaman. Good to see you. Thank you, Glenn. We got President Obunga. Thank you for your support as well. We appreciate you. We got Good Luck Lap as well joining us for the white tier of the executive producer lineup. Number one Jeebs as well. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We got Hungarian Mom. Thank you for your support. We also have Sun Destroyer 520. Thank you. Appreciate you as well. We got the Deplorable Extraordinaire. Thank you for your support and for being an executive producer just like Santoso. Appreciate you as well. Thank you, Santoso. We got the Boo Man. Thank you for your support as well. We appreciate you. We got Charles Turner Jr. Thank you, Charles. Appreciate you as well very, very much. Thank you. We have Citizen Intel, Chad York. Thank you to you for joining us as an executive producer, together with DJ Snow. Appreciate you as well. Thank you, sir. We got Bertrand Comperi. I was struggling with pronouncing that. Back as an executive producer. Thank you. Then we got our producers, Red Pill Rundown. We got Yuan Son, Lero Demand, Ice Open. We have Single Action Army, Lord H.P. Lovecraft, Trevor, De Schwabe, Alcyon, Aurelian, Perfect Brute, Greg M., J. Barr, Chris W., Skarzinski, Muskrat, Centurion, Scott James Henderson, Deer in the Headlights, Joseph W., and Ernst Jaeger. Thank you, guys. That's our producers. If you want to join us for one of those tiers, you can do that over at redicemembers.com or subscribestar.com/redice. Get your name in the credits. Get a special shout out from us here and a thanks. And of course, you help Red Ice to grow and to expand at the same time. So thank you, guys. Do consider it. Otherwise, of course, just a usual membership. That helps too. No matter how you're supporting us, we appreciate you guys. We can't do this without you, so we appreciate it very, very much.
Thank you.
You can, of course, always head over to Lana's Llama as well. Get a t-shirt.
Get a hoodie. They're awesome. I still have some.
The hoodies are still there. Exactly.
Yeah.
Very comfy. Very nice.
Super comfy. Great for spring evenings.
And if you're worried about microplastics, this is your choice right here. This is your option.
Clean cotton.
Very, very nice. Organic. No microplastics. You get a Flashback Friday shirt. You get a Folk First shirt, of course. And then, of course, if you want the prior inventory from previous last year, Flashback Friday 50, you can use that on lanaslama.com, and you get 50% off on the inventory from last year, essentially. Okay, so I think that's it then for us. We'll take a short break. We'll see you in a little bit. Folk First, ladies and gentlemen, see you on the other side. Thanks. Now, do make sure that you follow us on our Rumble channel for more Red Ice TV on Rumble.com or on X at Red Ice TV. You can, of course, go to redice.tv as well. Tune in to our live streams and shows, Flashback Friday, live on Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern, No Go Zone Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern. We also do interviews, videos, clips, and Western Warrior is available Tuesdays, exclusive for our supporters and subscribers at redicemembers.com or on our locals, redicetv.locals.com or subscribestar.com/redice. Get a membership, check out everything that we do, and support the show.
Red Ice merch available now. Bulk First t-shirts for adults and for toddlers. Fatigues for men. Our favorite, the Red Ice Camper mug or ceramic with black print. High quality leather keychain with solar boat imprint. Our Red Ice hat, one of our best sellers. Pick one up today. Or why not? Gray Auslander Vaus t-shirts for both women and men. We also have Fridge Magnets, Hulk First, One Disease, and our black men's t-shirt with the classic red solar boat. Hulk First. Get your Red Ice merch from LanasLlama.com. Get an item today. Lana's Llama, proud sponsor of Red Ice